Welcome, everybody, to the Sports Brewery Oregon and Utah post-game show, is what we're calling this. I'm Alex at TSB Pod. He is Ski at TSB Ski. He is King at Dromney. I mean, elephant in the room. I guess it's not an elephant, it's a duck, but what's up, duck? That's the dopest fucking hat ever. Are you talking? Because I can't hear you talk. Oh, Jesus. Oh, no. Okay. So,
look what you did.
So Oregon with the win in a game. How do you want to describe it? It was one of those games where, like, both teams were absolute dog shit the entire game. Nobody really wanted to win, and it was like, all right, who wants to lose this game more? And in the end, that ended up being Cam Rising, because all Cam Rising needed to do was not be pure dog shit, and Utah wins the game pretty easily. And Cam Rising was pure dog shit the entire game. I mean, I guess credit to Oregon's defense a little, right? But man,
they played much better.
The defense this, did.
Yes, but this felt like a Cristobal duck game. It just had that. It was just. It was a slog to watch it all. It duck shot up hot. I was like, all right, this is the Ducks we've been seeing all year. Then they just decided to only run little bubble screens and not run the football for pretty much the remainder of the game and take the occasional deep shot. That was it.
Yeah. So, by the way, if you're watching on Twitch right now, do drop messages in the chat. We're seeing you. Got some good Cam nicknames. Cam Setting. We got Cam Falling. I like that. If you have any more, do drop them in there. Man, he was bad. But to your point on the defense, though, like, they did something we haven't seen them do all season, and that was get pressure.
Like, well, for the first half, for sure, kind of, they got a little tired there in the second half because the offense just completely fucked them.
We got a Cam Sinking, Cam FTX.
Cam Enron.
Cam FTX might stick. That's fantastic. No, but, like, you know, Dorless had a good game. Like, and Dorless hasn't had a good game in a while, you know? Like, it seems it's I'm trying to remember, like, a game where he stood out since, like, the preseason games, you know? Like, and so him being able to actually get into the backfield, get pressure, and Rodgers made a couple of really big plays on run plays on, like, third and down, third and shorts.
Was that Big White in the trenches?
Yeah, Casey Rodgers is his name.
Yeah, Big White. Big White had some good plays.
Big White.
I still don't know his name. I just know him as Big White.
Big White had some big plays. And then Bennett Williams making up for last week with two interceptions. And they were big. And he had, was it 13 or 14 tackles in the game, too? I mean, he was sort of all over the place. Oh, he definitely whiffed on a couple of them. Like, he missed Rising on a big third down run. Like, where he just completely whiffed. My buddy mentioned to me that it was like the, like in Madden or NCAA, when you do the hit stick and miss, it looked like that. Because he's like, and just completely missed the guy. But, like, 13 tackles, two interceptions. It's been a while since an Oregon defender has had a game like that.
The picks weren't, you know, spectacular. They were fine.
But they were real.
But I think I think Gonzalez gets overshadowed by Bennett. Gonzalez had a better game than Bennett Williams, I think. Gonzo was pretty shut down because the only guy Rising through to was the big tight end because he just locked down Kincaid. Yeah, because Gonzo just locked down the other option.
It's a good point. And by the way, like, it's not a bad thing to get owned by Dalton Kincaid. Like Dalton Kincaid is an NFL tight end. Like he is better than the defender he's going against 99% of the time. So I think the fact that they held him, so I mean he had like 100 yards on like 14 catches. I think that's impressive because
11 for 99.
Every time he caught the ball they tackled him like immediately. That's big. It's big.
Yeah, well, it's like they held Rising to 170 yards passing.
It's great.
On 38 attempts.
And three interceptions.
Three interceptions, yeah.
Again, all he had to be was not dog shit, but he sure was. Oh, by the way, Cam Lockey, Cam Burmeister.
Oh, is this
Cam Thompson?
Yeah, Cam Thompson. Oh, we'll get to that. Yeah. Go ahead, Ski.
Is this just showing that Washington's offense is just completely superior to Utah's? Because I don't know if the defense obviously played better, but I think Utah's offense is just a joke, I guess.
Well, it just doesn't match up. UW's offense matches up so well against Oregon's, where Utah's does not, because Sewell, we've talked about it before, like Sewell, Flo, they're north-south, they're not east-west. Most of what Utah did was just very basic bully ball. Tavian Thomas up the middle. Oh, 6 yard out. Like, but on the hash marks with the tight end. Okay. I mean, they can defend that.
Yes. And, you know, Sewell, like, I think you mentioned it.
Oh my God, this thing hurts.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's it. The bit is over.
I enjoy people who might like listen to the podcast version of this later and not having any idea what we're talking about. It's like, why do I keep talking about this hat? Who cares? Like Sewell had a good game because of that, right? Like this style of offense fits Oregon's defense and their players. So Sewell and Williams and Flo, like Duck Duck Chef in the chat mentioned Justin Flo, his best play of the season by destroying the Utah receiver on that tip ball. It was a great play, like and a heads up play. Because
you're giving credit to Flo that he knew that ball was tipped and that he could hit that guy, and not just he saw a guy in the general direction the ball was going, and he only knows how to just run full speed to murder.
See player, hit player. North, south, baby.
I don't understand. I hit guy, right? I hit guy. Okay, good. I hit guy. All right. Was it good I hit guy? It was good? Okay, good. I did good. I hit guy.
Turned out very good time to hit guy. It was that time.
But the Sewell had a good game. Remember early in the first half, like I think I messaged you about it, King. Like Sewell had a tackle for loss. It was a great play. Like filled the hole, tackled Thomas. Like great play. It was his fourth tackle for loss in the whole season.
Crazy.
Noah Sewell, yeah. Four tackle. Like come on, man. I kind of don't want to shit on anybody on the defense today because.
There wasn't a ton to shit on. Like I said, the second half was more the offense just put him in a bad situation.
It was unbelievable.
I'm on the field for too long.
Yeah. Who wants to start on Dillingham?
When do we pivot on? Yeah, dunking on pivot. Dillingham.
Yeah, please.
Okay. So you run a gimmick gadget play to open up the second half, and you do it with the backup quarterback that doesn't have confidence and no one is confident in. I'm not saying that pitch was necessarily his fault.
It wasn't. I think it was more. Well,
but I've also seen him throw like three interceptions in his, you know, seven appearances that weren't necessarily his fault. Ty Thompson might just be it wasn't really his fault guy, but everything is bad. Well,
everything is bad when he's on the field.
Thompson is, he's kind of just poison right now. He could be a great quarterback. It's never going to be for the Ducks.
Yeah.
He's going to pull a Bo Nix. Okay. He can go to another school, and he could be a great quarterback.
Okay.
For sure.
As much as I love shitting on Ty Thompson, like, this is not a Ty Thompson issue. this is a Kenny Dillingham issue. Like, why, what could possibly be going through your head to make you think that is a good play to run under any circumstance? Under any circumstance. The first half Bo Nix had, like, I realize you're trying to mix it up a little bit, but the first half Bo Nix had was fucking amazing. And the fact that he battled through this game, like, clearly unable to run at all, other than one play where he just fell forward for 3 yards, which was, ugh, ugh, Bojenda.
He had one in him.
Ugh, hashtag Bojenda. Ugh. I could not love a player more. But your thought to trick Utah is to take him off the field. And by the way, it's the same deal with the plays where Nix would run out in motion and then Bucky would take a direct snap. Like what are
those
you,
were even dumber.
What are you doing?
Who are you fooling with that?
Yeah, and by the way, like, you're taking the pass completely out. So Utah already is like, you know what, Bo can't run. We can game plan that. It's great, whatever. But if you take the ball out of Bo's hands, it's a run. Utah knows it's a run. They're going to stack the box with 10 guys, and they did every single time, and it never worked. That's fucking idiotic coaching. Like, that's stupid. Like, I know, I'm not a coach. Like, Kenny Dillingham's been around football more than I have, probably. I don't know, he's only like 30. But that's idiotic. And then the play coming out of halftime, like, why would you take the ball out of Bo Nix's hands at all? Ever. 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 Period. And let alone putting in another quarterback to run the play that Bo Nix could run. Like, what's wrong with Bo Nix running that play? It's right.
He only took a couple steps and then pitched it.
Asinine. Like, it's insane. I can't.
Have they run a Wildcat all year before this game?
I don't know. Not that I can remember off the top of my head. I think they teased it
last week, right? They teased that play last week. Like, where they motion Nix out.
They motioned him out, but yeah. Did they call timeout, though, again?
Yeah, they didn't actually run it. Yeah.
Because they did that in the first half, and then called timeout. Yeah. And then they did it when you're trying to win the game on this drive where you need to get a first down, and you run this for what I think is the first time of the season. That's the time you run that play. I'm not even gonna get into Whittingham just falling down short of the first down still, which is just...
Whittington
doing that, but...
You owe me 50 cents on PayPal. Oh, mm-hmm. That's fine.
Yeah.
I'll cash app you.
Venmo me, bro.
Yeah.
But did Dillingham get shook from last week to make some of these play calls? Was he shook? Because you're right. No one in their right mind calls that as your first play of the second half. On your own, we're on our own five, no. six, something no. like that?
You don't call that play ever. Let alone first play in the second half. You do not take the ball out of Bo Nix's hands. I don't care if his ankle's hurt. I don't care. Your offense, the only chance your offense is going to be good is if Bo Nix touches it on every play. That's the only chance. Because at the very least, they think he's going to throw the ball. Like, if you run a run play, whatever, you give it to somebody else. At the very least.
Run play? What's that? What's a run play? Because they didn't see it much tonight.
How many catches did Hudson have? Do you have the stats in front of you? It had to be
Oh my God. I have a theory on Hudson.
So Hudson, 30 catches for like 23 yards?
So he was 9
for 56.
He was like a deep fake. They sent him out there to plant the seed that Bo Nix was not playing.
That's what I said on the podcast.
And because he was like the sacrificial lamb, they were like, hey, bud, we're going to script 19 two-yard plays to you. Thanks, bud.
Yeah. By the way, like, when was the last time you saw bubble screens? It's been a while, right?
We keep going back to it's been a while.
Been a while. Jeff
Mayo started playing like the Stained song.
I know, been a while.
It's been a while.
No, it, like when they ran that one to Bucky in the, like, I think it was the first drive of the game, first quarter anyway, when they ran a, like, a literal bubble screen to Bucky Irving. I'm like, what the fuck? Is Marcus Arroyo calling plays? Like, what's happening?
We ran at least 20 screens total to running backs and receivers this game.
Yeah.
At least 20. And you know how many times we ran the football? 20.
Only 20?
And that's with trying to run the clock out in the last two possessions, too.
And, like, I was like the rest of you. I was begging Dillingham to call run plays. I was like, Jesus, man. Like, run the ball. This is how the pass opens up if you have a quarterback who can't run, is you have to run the ball and make them think, you know, whatever.
I will say it's harder when Nicks can't run.
Yeah.
It really makes the run game very one-dimensional.
And
though,
to be fair, Utah stuffed the hell out of the run today. Like those 8 or 9 yard runs that, like, we're used to on first and second down, they were 1 yard every time. There was a free runner in the backfield every single run play. And this is really the first game of the season where Bucky didn't make that dude miss. And, like, Utah was very good against the run today.
Well, so that guy miss was usually 4 or 5 yards downfield, not in the backfield on you.
Yeah, yeah.
I think Bucky had the 10-yard-ish, whatever it was, touchdown run. And then Whittington had, I think, a 15-so-yard run, and that was it.
And the
Everything else was just bottled up.
7-yard run where he just fell down for no reason. By the way, SRAM 541, he would have loved to see Oregon go I back under center, and they didn't do it at all. I agree. I feel like if you're going to run the ball, if you're going to commit to it, put Herbert in as a fullback, run. By the way, Michael Young in the chat, boys.
I think it probably would have been too hard for Nicks to go under center.
Ski doesn't care.
Though, to run the ball.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, like the knee situation was an interesting one because we're forced to ask ourselves, can he hit the knee, like, with a hurt ankle? Uh-oh. Are we doing it again? Oh, don't do it. Are we back?
Danny?
You guys need to talk because I'm chunking like crazy.
We're back, baby. We're back, just like the Oregon defense. Just like Tosh Lupoy, who's never actually here. Been anywhere. Been anything, really. But we're back, baby.
So, I forgot what I was saying. We're doing great, guys.
There was a second Lupoy who just hit the North Tower.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Just trying to fill time.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Never forget.
Mission accomplished. Where was I? So, Nick's taking the knee and not being able to take a knee? Yeah, whatever. Yeah. I don't have anything else to say. Okay. Again, game nobody wanted to win. Somehow Oregon wins, and now it sets up a game with Oregon State, who is playing very well right now. By the way, like, I don't know how much of the Beavs you guys have actually watched, but Martinez is really good.
Like, who the hell is Martinez?
Damian Martinez is their freshman running back, who is very, very, very good.
Okay.
You're about to find out.
Good job on being ASU today.
Yeah.
And Colorado last week and Cal the week before. Like, okay. Yeah. All right.
And running on UW and Washington State, that's not hard.
Yeah. I don't want to spoil my scintillating Oregon State, Oregon prediction. But if you can't throw, I'm not really that confident you're going to beat Oregon. Like, you could. You could. But when Ben Goldbranson or Gold Bronson.
Gold's Gym.
I mean, I don't care. I don't care.
Isn't that kind of the point, though? Didn't we talk about that in the pod last week? Like, anybody can throw against Oregon. Isn't that kind of the point?
Not tonight.
Except Cam FTX. Oh, he was so
Cam setting.
All right.
What was this Utah team ranked preseason? Were they top 10?
Oh, they were like fifth or sixth.
Fifth or sixth? Yeah. Oof.
Yeah. Did you guys see who, so their first loss was to Florida.
Yeah.
Did you see who Florida lost to today? Vanderbilt.
Absolutely fucking not. No, why would I ever pay attention to that?
Not Vandy. Oof.
Yeah. Yeah.
That is not good.
Like, my excellent analysis of Utah Oregon was really kind of boiled down to, and granted, Oregon didn't want to win this game. They farted around and fucked around.
Tried really hard not to.
But the Utah defense made Anthony Richardson from Florida look so good. For a week, ESPN was like, is this the new Cam Newton? Oh my God.
No,
and then the next Saturday, Kentucky walked into Gainesville, and they got their DBs got online, and in a concerted effort, were like, Cam Newton, that guy's dog water. So, you know, there was just always a chance with Utah. I mean, was I the only one that picked Oregon to beat Utah?
Yeah, well, because. Yes.
Because we thought Hudson, Bo Nix was not going to play.
Oh, sorry, yeah. You're chunking. Was I the only one who picked Oregon to beat Utah?
Yes, because of the hashtag Bojenda. We thought the hashtag Bojenda was not going to be involved.
Okay, all right. I'm just trying. I'm just making sure.
Yeah. Wait. So. Okay. Yeah.
Oh my God, this thing hurts.
Why are you still wearing that?
I'm trying to commit to the bit.
You've tried and like bailed on the bit twice. Are you wearing it backwards? Hurt. Is that what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Did you guys think the Ducks were gonna lose there? Especially after that Knicks pick, which was
after the Knicks pick, I thought they were gonna lose.
Yeah. I thought that on all of Utah's last three drives. I thought this is a script for Oregon in November. Like, they play a close game against a team they should probably beat by like four touchdowns, and who's playing like shit, and then they end up like losing on a horrific last drive. I thought that was going to happen three times, but again, Cam FTX like consistently bailed Oregon out.
And welcome to Bovember. A Bovember to remember.
Hashtag Bojenda. Hashtag get him to New York. Hashtag get him a wheelchair and somebody to push him.
Nothing for Boyotathon.
I like that. I didn't hear it because I was talking.
Boyotathon.
That's all right.
Yeah.
All right, it's a
Boyota sales event to remember.
Yeah. But this is what you've been waiting for all year, though, right, Braga? The bad Knicks pick to lose a game.
I know, the bad bow.
That's what you've been saying. The bad bow. That's what you're waiting.
Been waiting for bad bow all year, and like since Georgia, like that's by far the worst throw he's thrown since Georgia, right?
I'm trying to think of another bad throw. No, nothing. Nowhere near.
Think
bad
of one. Exactly. Oh man. Lincoln City 69 says any notable Rod Gilmore takes tonight. I noticed he called Ty Thompson Ty Thomas.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't remember Oregon having a Ty Thomas.
When you start talking about Rod Gilmore, it just breaks the internet.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to talk
slowly. Rod Gil-esque.
I'm going to talk slowly.
Gil-less. Right?
Okay, can you hear me?
Anixis, yeah. Bovember to remember.
Let's wrap.
Trying to get this back on track.
Let's wrap this shit up.
Wrap it up.
All I was gonna say is he said Ty Thomas. That's it. That's my only thing.
I will say, for as shitty as he is and was and will ever be, I mean, duh, no shit. But it's Rod Gil-less, so it's got to give him a little slap on the back. He was right. Bo Nix, very injured. Couldn't run.
He called
it out very early. Good for him.
And then he kept talking about it over and over again.
He cracked the code.
Really? Huh. Does that affect the game? Huh. Okay. I'll be damned, Rod. Stanford. I will say,
I knew we were, I knew we were fucked when he said he didn't think it was going to be targeting, because then it was 100% going to be targeting.
Definitely targeting. Duck Duck Chef says Rod excusing Utah's defensive holding was fantastic as well.
Oh, here's a quick thing. Did you guys notice Cam Rising? He moves like every time before the ball is actually snapped.
Yes. Yes.
Is that not a procedural penalty? Like every time?
I don't know the answer to that. Because quarterbacks move all the time. Like they're clapping. They're like sort of. But I think you're right. Like actually moving forward is against the rules.
Is that not trying to bait the defense to jump?
I don't think I've ever seen it happen before.
He's like so scared. He's like bailing out like before the ball snaps. He's just instantly falling back and bailing. I saw him multiple times. Too big to fail.
That's a bailout joke. 2008. What's up? This. Lehman Brothers.
Also, in the chat, Rod talking about how healthy FTX was. By the way, we're just going to call him FTX now. Was while wearing the biggest knee brace ever. he's like, oh, he's finally healthy. Is he? He really doesn't look healthy.
I think my favorite Gil-less thing was at the end where he was like, you want to know what I really love? It's how Morgan Scalley waits until there's 1 second left on the play clock to get the defensive call in. Just look at them. They're a bunch of amoebas. But that's how they like to play. No, it's not.
No.
Morgan wasn't doing anything tricky. Just get the play call in.
You're literally not supposed to do that. It actually
we've killed Tosh LePoy like 3 times this year for not getting the play in on time. They're just running around. Oh God, what's that game or that like 80s 90s thing where you drew on a little board and it was a magnet, like an etch-a-sketch or whatever, right?
You have the magnet underneath.
That's what it was like. It was just like everything's just running around. Oh, but that's how they like to play.
And Fleming,
it's like, well, Oregon didn't motion or move.
No, they didn't change anything. They just looked to the sideline and got the play. That's it.
Yeah.
And then Fleming, Fleming is the play-by-play guy who has to like support his like color analyst, and he's like, "Yeah, man," he's like making jokes. It's like, well, that's why they get the play in so late, right? They got to be on top of it. Something like that, right?
We'll just move Wooly past Wooly, the called Rod your... Gilmore, the colored analyst.
Yeah,
the
that's...
color analyst.
Color. Oh, okay.
Color.
Sorry.
Analyst. No, but you were talking about that Wooly Willy, right? Where you like put the hair from the magnet and, like moving around. All right. I'll try to remember that. Wooly Willy.
Oh man. All right, shall we wrap this thing up?
Yeah, let's get out of here.
Any other final thoughts? I feel like we sort of didn't trash Dillingham enough.
Oh, Dillingham, fuck, dude. That guy, grow up, dude.
Yeah.
But okay, so here's my one thing.
Well, it's not a high school offense, man. Like,
Whatever. Never is hyperbole. Did 97% of the time, did they run an empty set backfield because out of shotgun because Nix couldn't go under center or have like anyone behind him, like because of his ankle or knee or whatever? Like,
I don't think he could go under center, but he could have one behind him.
We should be sitting here being like, wow, they gritted out this tough win, but we watched the game and it was good on Bo Nix, but man, coaches. Fucking hell, figure it out.
Yeah, I am curious about that too. Like maybe it was a physical thing making him, like preventing him from actually going under center, being able to take a snap, turn around, and then hand off and like sprint back and hand off to somebody.
I'm not saying they should have done it 29 times during the game, but like
right. A couple times.
Some of the stuff was just it was like, okay, well
mix empty mix
backfield.
It up.
They know you're passing because you're not running.
It's funny. I'm saying mix it up, but also it's like they tried to mix it up with dumb shit. So you know what I mean? Like,
well, right. aren't those little bubble screens? Aren't those an extension of the run game? So I'm sure they'll utilize that jargon as why they ran so many of those fucking things.
Yeah. All right.
More like Kenny Sillingham.
All right, let's wrap this thing up. My laptop's about to die.
Nothing
like that one. I like that one.
I'm sorry. I literally just noticed like my laptop's about to die, and it's plugged in, so that's kind of a problem. So, you know what? Look at this.
That's.
Guys, I might be stupid. It's fucking 11:40 at night. Go to bed. Why are you watching us?
Why are we awake?
Is that the tact I should take?
Are you guys still Dan standing?
Like Eminem standing?
Should I have just gone out on the Kenny Sillingham?
Kenny Sillingham was...
All right. Yeah, you live and learn. It's midnight. Yeah. It's 3 o'clock on the East Coast. I don't know. I'm done.
You were like Thornton trying to get that extra yard. You might have just fumbled, though, when you had the first down.
Oh, my God, that play. Hey, I just got 3rd and 17 plus 5 yards. You want to know what I'm going to do? Try and get 2 more.
Yeah. Just get down when you got that. Just get down.
Yeah. And by the way, that I'll spill the beans, you know, whatever my take. That Oregon USC game in Vegas in a couple of weeks. Ooh boy, I mean a lot of points. And my theory that the unstoppable run game is better than the unstoppable pass game. Did not turn out quite as well tonight in LA as I thought.
Yeah. How many yards did Charbonneau have today?
Like, not much.
Not enough.
No, I thought he saw him just running all night.
He had like 74 going into the fourth, I think, on like 16 carries.
Yeah. Man, speaking of guys like just completely shitting the bed, like DTR.
Yeah, that last pick was.
Well, the last one, but like all of his picks were really bad throws.
Like, and the funny thing about the last pick, was thrown to Corey Foreman, who is literally like one of the biggest 5-star busts ever.
Yeah.
But of course he gets, you know, the pick that, God. Some team, some years live charmed existences, and SC is living a charmed existence.
Yep. Other than the whole Travis Dye situation, but I hear you.
Yeah, whatever. He'd be a third stringer at Oregon this year. Nah, he'd probably be second, but yeah. You know.
Yeah, he'd be behind Bucky. No, he'd be a slot. He'd be a slot receiver. That's what he'd be.
Bucky is definitely better than Dye.
He would start in front of Chris Hudson.
Tea leaves.
Hudson was kind of spry tonight. A little spry out there tonight.
He's so fast, like running in one place and not actually going anywhere.
He kind of reminds me of like later years Charles Nelson, where it's like, oh, get it to him in space. He shuffled his feet 72 times and he got a yard.
Yeah, oh a God. Yard. It's amazing.
What?
By the way, Duck Chef in the chat said Lanning just said he was asked about Nix's status going forward, and he told the press to ask Hudson.
Nice. That's fantastic.
Good.
That's
good.
Good. Oh,
that's good.
Attaboy. Attaboy.
All right. Speaking of news agencies. I had to drive up I-5 today, and I drove by the Register Guard building. It's no longer the Register Guard building. It doesn't say Register Guard anymore. It says something else.
Huh.
Journalism is dead.
Well, I mean, they got
nothing matters. Everything is dark. Eat Arby's.
Well, they got rid of all their actual writers, and so I wonder if they even they don't need that big ass building anymore. That's for sure.
Really not. Yeah.
I wonder if they even like. I doubt they even actually print their own shit anymore.
No.
They probably outsource that now too. Man.
Yeah.
RIP RG.
Yep.
All right. So
big shouts, George Schroeder.
Yeah.
Rod Bellamy.
Austin Meek.
Your boy Rob Mosley.
Yeah, my boy. My boy. We got to get
Andrew Grief. Grief. Andrew Grief.
Grief, yeah.
It's your boy.
Yeah, my boy.
We gotta
go Clippers.
We got to get Mosley in our Discord. By the way, we got a Discord now. PDX,
the fuck is a Discord?
PDX Debo made a Discord for us.
The fuck is a Discord?
Figure it out. I don't know how to explain these things. Google it. It's on the Twitter, which, by the way, at TSB Pod, at TSB Ski, at Jeromny. Thank you for watching and listening. Oregon beat Utah somehow. And now they play Oregon State for a chance to play USC and get boat raced by 30 points.
Hey, actually,
Bo Jenda is going to be healthy by then.
Yes. Can I just say what's funny is this game was so gross that we're not even really celebrating that they just beat a team in Utah that absolutely skull fucked them and anally gave them anal fissures twice in 3 weeks to end last year.
We
don't care. The game.
Anal fissure talk.
Check out those stats tonight from the Miami-Clemson game? You could see how that might happen last year.
Miami had 8 yards in the first half.
Under
100 for the whole game. Damn Canes.
You know what, dude? You know what, dude? You're absolutely right. We should at least mention that. Like, Oregon got their ass fucking handed to them twice last year by this team. And the fact that they came out and were more physical than them today, gutted it out with an injured quarterback, did enough to beat them, that is significant. Like, Utah is a good program, and they have owned Oregon the last few years. So we should give props. Like, it was an ugly-ass win. Nobody wanted to win this game tonight, but they fucking did, and they beat Utah. And Utah has fucking owned them. So, yes, agreed.
Yes.
You nah.
All right, Bo Jenda's still strong. Oregon State next week. At TSB Pod, at TSB Ski, at Jeromny. We're twitch.tv/abrog87. Debo created the Discord. It's called Sports Brewery. I tweeted it, so if Twitter's still a thing by the time this you're actually hearing or seeing this, you can find the link to it on there. You can also find us on YouTube. I've been posting the stuff on YouTube, so if you miss stuff, you can watch it there.
I'm so confused.
Yeah. I've just been doing it.
I have no idea what's going on.
I don't know. You guys got a towel? Oh, wow. We just got like a first-time chatter, Arroz Con Pollo. Hi, Arroz Con Pollo. You just joined us right when we were about to stop.
But as we leave, I just want to say, have a great November to remember.
Yep.
And next month, have a Merry Nixmas.
A Boyota sales-a-thon. Yep.
Merry Nixmas. Pretty good.
All right. Arroz Con Pollo wants to ask a question. Yes, you can ask a question. Was that your question? You better hurry. This is going out in podcast form. We can't have a lot of dead air either.
Dead air.
We can have chunking, but we can't have dead air. That's a thing. If you don't get this question, look, man.
Oh. Box done.
Yeah.
Four.
All right.
Three, two, one.
Bye.
Oh.